be a stallion, you see, and he'd be running around there. You couldn't keep one. In other words, you don't dare turn a horse stallion out. When we had a horse, we don't have
wild, anymore. Don't they?
Huh?
Don't they get wild?
Yeah, and then they run, jump over fences, and go over yonder every little old mire or anything that comes in heat, you know.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't keep them no more.
Mm-hmm.
You had to castrate them to keep them under control.
Mm-hmm. How about a hog before he's castrated? What is he?
He's a boar.
And then when you castrate him, what is he? What
bar.
Is
he?
Bar?
Bar.
Uh-huh.
He just comes from a boar to a bar.
Mm-hmm. And a bull becomes a steer. Huh?
A bull becomes a steer. He don't have any testicles. That's right.
What do they do to sheep when they cut them?
You know, I don't know a lot about sheep. I have never. A lot of my neighbors keep sheep,
mm-hmm.
and I've gone when they had them down and shearing them, mm-hmm. taking the wool off of them.
Mm-hmm.
But as to castrating or breeding sheep, I don't know a thing in the world about it. I don't know a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have raised hogs, cattle, horses. Everything is to be raised on a farm but sheep. I never raised our goat, of course, I never dealt with those animals.
So they castrate roosters, can't they? Don't they make them capons?
Yeah, capon.
How in the world do they do that?
It's simple. A few years ago out of Stillwater College, we had an agricultural expert to come to Cloud Sheep and taught school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out of Stillwater. And he was a graduate of the college. Now I said, I'm going to start a night class up here. I want all of you farmers that's interested in the production of chickens to come up and join my class. He said, we're going to show you how to caponize.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show you how to select your hen for laying purposes. Get the bad layers and the good layers.
Boy, oh boy.
And we put on a 20-night school there. And we'd bring our chickens in. He'd say, now you bring your roosters or bring your hens,
mm-hmm.
and I'll show you the various features about them.
Mm-hmm.
And we met there once a week for 20 weeks.
Oh, up I bet that was good.
In the schoolhouse, and that was extra work for him, you see.
Uh-huh.
And we'd take these roosters, you see, when they're just fryers, we call them, or
mm-hmm.
just broilers.
Mm-hmm. About 4 months?
About 4 months. You take them up there and lay them right on the table. And he'd pull that wing back there and go right down in there. And he went right down and cut a little hole in her side.
Uh-huh.
Take a pair of tweezers and pull her testicle, whatever they call them,
uh-huh.
out. Throw them away and then that heals up. And you've got a rooster there then. He's not a rooster anymore. He's a capon, but to make better for eating
uh-huh.
purposes. See, a rooster gets tough.
Uh-huh.
Now that old capon, he'll grow up here to a 2 foot tall and get 5 or 6 pounds, still good, tender meat.
He gets bigger and heavier.
Bigger and heavier. Makes a fine animal to eat, you know.
Like a bull and a steer, I guess.
Yeah. We see a bull no good.
Mm-hmm.
They get plum old leathery. It's
yeah.
tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you take those testicles away and make a steer out of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, the same way with a boar, you know, a boar, a hog boar, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
But you can't eat a boar. You take those
uh-huh.
If you leave those testicles in a hog, and if you dare kill him, there's a certain scent about that meat you can't,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't dare eat.
That's right, kind of thing.
Every
right.
time before you butcher a hog, you castrate him and leave him at least 6 weeks before you kill him for meat.
Well, I'll be darned, even when he's full grown, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, that's the old rule.
Hmm.
Never less than a month, but ordinarily they say about
mm-hmm.
6 weeks.
I bet that's part of the trouble with these wild pigs, javelina.
That's exactly it. That's a lot of the trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing happens there with anything that's wild.
Yeah.
You go out here and kill a duck off and you can't eat it.
Yeah.
Tough,
that's right.
Or a squirrel, a little black mm-hmm. tough meat.
Your big old buck deer.
Yeah. You see, it hasn't been taken care of like we do under
mm-hmm.
our civilization rules.
Boy, oh boy, some of those big old buck deer that have good racks are sure poor for meat, aren't they?
That's